there's no value of love. Look at this, your son's deal. Look at this. Drift away. And scream. I am your slice of life. 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 This place and scream. I am your slice of life. 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 And the car opening up to so much more, and the money is brighter with a wider.
of life. I am your slice of life. I am your slice of life and life. Someday.
La.
As I was saying. Oh, wait, no. I was telling you a different story.
A secret story.
Yeah. I'll make up a different story for the radio show. This one time
I tried to play this Godspeed You Black Emperor song, and it was too ambient.
Yeah, we're having a little bit of a difficulty with volume levels and shit today. But no apologizing.
It's just not doing it.
No apologizing, because that's what the college radio station DJs do, and it's really annoying.
You never know. This is probably correct. It is Godspeed You Black Emperor.
This is music to them.
Yeah.
They composed this piece. They sat and they thought and they wrote it down and being like, silence for...
What we're going to do is a 19-minute silence, and then we're just going to rock them in a weird non-rocking way for the last 2 minutes of this track. Okay, guys? It is called Gathering Storm. Not Storm That Totally Rocks Your Socks Off right at the beginning. So it's
not
Gathering.
Not Dissipating Storm.
Yeah. Hey, we're back!
We're back on the air.
I think we skipped a month.
Yeah,
we skipped 4 weeks.
I was gone for 3 weeks. And our plans of having me somehow do a podcast from the playa were so funny!
That's how it goes.
That was the funniest idea that we've ever had.
Oh, are we? We're too loud
we're
now.
We're super loud.
Bummer.
There. How's that?
I think that's better.
Okay, good.
Mr. Me helped sound check before he went to go play games.
And then I sat down when Nadia went upstairs to get snacks, and I sat down and saw that the dials were all fucked, and I was like, oh, those aren't right, and I put them all back to the middle.
Whatever. Oh, you guys like us talking anyway. You're just going to turn down the music, right?
You don't care about our excellent taste in music.
It is very, very good, though. This is much, much better than your taste in music.
Oh, listen, I hear something.
Ooh, has the storm gathered a tiny bit?
Hi, Spubby.
Ooh, wow, that's a
so as usual, Nadia's cats are just jumping all over me. And
they missed you.
They did. I missed them, too.
Yeah,
I missed
right.
my
you can
cats, too.
Hear something.
I got my cats back this weekend from the ex who was cat-sitting for me. And it was traumatizing and upsetting to travel with them and upsetting for about a half an hour, and then they were totally back into their own old routine.
Aww.
Not at all. What?
That's cute.
Yeah, totally.
You've got a little, there you go, cleaned up.
What we do for cats, what we do for love. Nadia just totally picked the snot off the cat's face.
Yeah, we've decided that, Mo and Cat Stella sneezes a lot. We've decided it's lucky. That makes us feel better about getting sneezed in the face.
Oh, lucky sneeze. I hope I get a raise. Here, sneeze on me.
Yeah.
Ow, what about the clawing? Is the clawing lucky?
Clawing means it's your lucky day, and I'm going to hold you down and cut those later on. That's what that means.
Does it mean that I get money? Or does
yes.
It, does
it mean for that I'm
gonna,
claw that sticks
gonna
into
have,
your leg.
I'm going to have true love.
Yes. She's like a fortune cookie. Fortune kitty.
Did you hear that? Totally trying to make the cat purr into the microphone. It's not working.
No. It's very loud, though.
Ow!
Oh. And she's gained a lot of weight, too.
Yeah, your cat is kind of fat.
Yeah?
She's cute. I like fat cats like that.
Yeah. I think she's trying to get up to Catito size, you know?
Feels threatened by the alpha in the household.
Mm-hmm. Then Mabel Thorpe and Stella are bringing up the rear. Both of them together probably weigh as much as...
Oh, she's totally making biscuits on Nadia.
She loves to make biscuits on me. She likes to point out that I've got a middle fat roll. It's her favorite part. It must be the softest. Oh, yeah, get it. Get the middle fat.
She loves it. Look at it. She's totally poking as hard as I've... Driving her little pointy paws into Nadia's belly.
She's not doing it on my boobs, but she sometimes does.
I think the most painful thing is... Sometimes the cats will... my cat, Zoe. Zoe will she likes to get in the cover with me in the inch. Sometimes she'll face me, and she will actually claw the nipple. She'll, reach out and, yeah.
My cat's never done that.
She likes to press against me,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes that pressing is right in the chest if she's under the covers with me.
And then there's the preferred path that the cat takes up or down your body.
Oh, yeah.
The private splattered
nipple
throat trachea. Can get that far without you throwing them.
A good sized cat can get all four.
Yeah.
Yep.
My cat. We're only talking about cats today. I've got a bad knee. Cats can sense it. They'll stand on my bad kneecap. And it like wobbles.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ligament's all stretched out.
Oh.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Wow, that's a long time ago. I kind of got freaked out last night. I was thinking about, you know, how long it's been since certain things have occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And the kneecap thing, that must have been like 11 years ago.
Yeah, close to.
That's freaky.
It was like my freshman year of college, right?
Yeah. It's getting to the point now where Nani and I both live in the Bay Area so long that we've known almost everyone for at least 8 years, probably more like 10 years.
Yeah.
And that starts to feel, when you, if you just know people for like 4 or 5 years, you still feel kind of new to the area.
Yeah.
You're like,
Yeah. But we're old timers.
Yeah. I went to a dancing club last night and saw people who hadn't seen me in a very long time.
Yeah, a bunch of people said they were going to Gossip. Do you see Star?
Of course, she was DJing.
Yeah,
that was good.
Who else was there?
Mm.
Some of the old spooky people said they were going to go.
Helena.
Whoa.
And she was like, your hair is as long as it used to be when you were at Shrine.
Ah!
I was like, wow!
What a weird thing to say.
How come you remember that?
Yeah.
That's a long time ago. Yeah, and a bunch of people I didn't know.
A bunch
of people I didn't want to know. And a very few people I want to get to know better. No, that's not true. No. I just had to... It just sounded...
It went.
Yeah,
it
went. Yeah.
It was good. Good ad-libbing.
Yeah. In fact, some guy grabbed me on the dance floor, and it was Morrissey night. And slightly,
yeah.
He grabbed me, and he started singing, "I still love you, only slightly less than I used to." And I go, "But you don't know me at all. So to say that you love me less than you used to isn't even mean to say that you love me less than zero."
Yeah.
So that's actually saying that you like hate me.
Mm.
And he was all, "Oh, you know," and then he goes, "Well, maybe we should remedy that and get to know each other."
Ew.
And so I was like, "That's I just." Left a window open for a horribly cheesy line.
Wow. Well, most people wouldn't even take it. Was Morrissey guy there?
Oh, of course.
Oh, Morrissey
and
guy.
And neck brace guy.
Oh, neck
and,
brace
and
guy.
And skinny, pointy boots guy.
The shirtless guy?
Yeah, who dances like...
Yeah.
That?
Yeah.
Nadia knows because I'm dancing in this really twisty way. He's really long and lanky and he...
Yeah.
Lots of knee... twist things like that.
Yeah.
On his very pointy boots.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Kind of a robo-sizey dancing. A
little bit.
But jerkier. Yeah.
They were all there.
Oh, the cast of characters. I mean to go to Gossip, just like I mean to go to New Wave City, and I never do.
We should go to the Club of Clubs. I really love it.
Oh, I know.
I love the dancing. Except for that, I'm done with drinking for a while.
I didn't have a drink all last week, and I'm not going to have a drink this week. I'm going to try not to have a drink at Wolf and Amy's thing.
Oh,
it's
Wolf and
so
Amy's, that's going to be so hard.
Drinky.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that might be the time. Also, I have a wedding coming up.
Oh, who's married? Marriage thing. Who's getting married? Who's married? Lots of people.
Andy and Tom at work.
Ah.
It's a work wedding.
Cute.
Yeah. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to buy this cleanse online now. Do you want to do it with me?
I don't know. Do I have to... Is the colon thing and then the pooping?
There's pooping. There's pooping with all cleanses.
Oh, so much pooping. There's this cleanse you can do because I've got gallstones, Jared and Dave. In case you didn't know. And there's you can't really get rid of them. They can take out your whole gallbladder, and I'm not real stoked on that. But they won't just open you up and dump out the gallstones, and we don't have to play this whole track. It's 22 minutes long. So they say if you drink a bunch of apple juice, aloe vera juice, and
olive oil.
Blarg.
Yeah, but I guess that maybe you just vomit so hard that you get rid of your gallstones somehow. But apparently you can poop them out.
Oh.
Like, why? Why would they make them leave your gallbladder? Because they're just too grossed out to stay?
See, I think that's just... I mean, I think that's... Have you, like, snoped this or anything? Like, I feel like there are certain diets like this that are meant to work when you're not actually... But you think you might be right. pooping out the gallstones, but it might be something else.
Yeah. They say to put some mesh over your toilet so you can check! Like, I'm gonna do that!
No. I don't know how much pain you're in, but it's got to be better than that, right?
Right. It would have to be really bad for me to A, drink that combination of stuff, and B, check. I mean,
oh!
I'm not.
Blurg.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Well, I brought it up, didn't I? I had to bring it up.
Oh, we're talking about cats and pooping.
Cats and pooping.
You guys missed us.
Content that you can count on. Cats and pooping.
Oh, speaking of cats and pooping, are you going to Tinny's?
Oh, yeah. When's that?
Next Sunday in the day, though. It starts at like 11.
And the reason that has to do with cats and pooping is?
Is because it's at Paint Your Own Ceramics. And last time Tinny did Paint Your Own Ceramics, she painted a mug for her husband that featured all of their kitties
on the outside
and all of their kitties' poops on the
inside. So after you finish your drink, you look down and you see a different kind of poop for each kitty.
Cats and pooping.
Ah!
I'm changing our genre later to cats and pooping.
Wolf and Amy's is this weekend. We can't do the...
No, it's Sunday. Sunday is Tinny's thing.
Okay, I'm going to write on my calendar, cats and pooping.
Cats and pooping. And then there's going to be a ice cream and sorbet crawl afterwards, which should be pretty good.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. And I just said and for no reason. I'm just going to stare into space.
Right.
It's hard to get back into the groove.
It really is. Go away. Work stuff.
I wish work stuff would go away.
Seriously. I'm really done with work stuff. So, I mean, the playa was great and everything, but I want my life back.
Yeah. It seems like you should get a vacation immediately.
Everyone else took last week off.
Of course.
But because we were brave, because we're not Burning Man.
But you had still had to be there for 3 weeks.
I know. Well, I didn't have to stay for that long. I could have come home earlier. But I did stay in Reno so that I could go to a brave event, which I don't know if that gets me... I don't know if that's real credit or not, but...
Yeah. Seems like you should get some brownie points.
Yeah, I don't know. But I just feel like someone should be there.
Yeah.
But, I'm really trying not to... I'm trying to, like, you know, rise above and be, like, a bigger person and be like, it is cool. It is the nature of my job. But inside, of course, I totally resent that I was, like, the only person... Well, one of the only people at the office. There was a few other Burning Man people there who were working their butts off. But most part, the whole... office was dead.
Yeah.
Accounting was there. They're troopers.
Accountants are really troopers.
They really are.
Our accounting department is always there. None of them ever leave early.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like such a slacker.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Every place I've ever worked in, the accounting department's always like the first to get there and the last to leave.
Yeah. And
what is it, guys?
They'll always work overtime because they have to get their stuff done.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I just don't care that much about somebody else's money. Maybe they get paid really well. And when we were having all these layoffs, I would talk to the accounting people and they'd be like, oh, well, no, I'm not worried. They can't lay off the accountants.
Yeah. Gee, Nadia, I wish you could come work for us.
I wish I could get laid off. And I applied for a job and they didn't write me back.
Oh.
Fuckers. Whatever. Someday. Someday it'll happen. I'll get laid off or I'll start my own business.
Let's move to a farm.
I want to do that so bad.
Oh my god, I can't believe I forgot to bring this fucking catalog for you. I have a catalog that is full of everything we love. Huh. It is the Lehman's catalog. Have you ever seen it?
No.
And they had a special non-electric, anti-electric issue, which was like all Amish crap.
Ah.
And it was like,
we're going to have a barn raising.
It was totally like full of like Crocs and, and, you know, jarring canning kits.
Oh my god.
And I was just like, I know I'm getting naughty for Christmas. Yeah. I know I'm getting naughty for Christmas. But I actually wanted to bring it over so you could pick out your Christmas gift because there was too many options.
That sounds
there
good.
Was too many things that I wanted to get for you.
I started a new batch of ginger beer.
They had really good bottles that would be really great for this is really digressed conversation.
Hey, let's play music maybe we and should, then we can continue
yeah,
to talk
maybe
about
me
this.
And Nadia should talk about the, what kind of bottles we like to use for making ginger brew.
Yeah, I think I might start a sourdough.
What kind of music do you got coming up, Nod?
Actually, kind of peppy stuff.
Oh, good, because I was just about to say I have kind of some dancier shit coming up.
Okay.
All right. Dancy stuff coming your way. Take a nice little breather. Inhale, exhale. Recover. Do some stretches. recover from our long rambling and get ready to boogie down.
Okay, bye.
I'm being a DJ. Now. still talking about
about the awesome secret stuff we talk about when we're off air.
Yeah, so we went to the layman's site.
I'm in love.
And Nadia's in love. They have gallon jars with spigots and sauerkraut stompers. And
yeah, things that are important to me.
Yeah. Hey, where's my techno? I just put on this techno song in honor of... Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
Of my Burning Man experience. It was really not a very huge party year, though. It was a real chill. The playa was so awful that you couldn't go anywhere.
I wonder if that's going to be a trend,
like,
you know?
It seems like it's continuing, cause because it was like that in 07, too.
The less rain is what's the problem,
it's all
right?
Fluffy. Yeah.
Yeah. God, that bums me out.
We're doomed. We're all going
to
die.
Global warming especially pisses me off when it impacts my party time, okay?
You know, whatever, you know, the children and livestock and whatever.
Yeah, and the polar bears. The polar bears. God, like they do anything, but...
If the polar bears threw me a bitchin' party...
Yeah. Come on.
Maybe a little more motivated to get them some fucking fish.
I'm with Sarah Palin. Let's take those bitches off the endangered species list until they start pulling their weight. God, that woman is awful. This is all I did while you were gone.
I know, and I left. I mean, I kind of heard things out there, and I heard about her out there. Basically, I felt I came back to a fucking nightmare. I came back, and there's this woman who's suddenly ruining our life.
Yeah, and everyone loves her.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a fucking nightmare.
She's awful. She's so awful. I listened to the Democratic convention, and then I listened to almost all of the Republican convention, too.
Boy, that must have been hard, Nadia.
It was hard. And then I had to...
You're a trooper.
And I would do it during work, because I don't have TV, so I'd listen to him the next day on YouTube. Oh, yeah. That put me in a bad mood.
I don't know how you do it.
I had to listen to Joe Lieberman. His voice makes me want to kill myself. There's a nightmare. Lieberman's horrible. McCain's a horrible speaker.
They're all horrible. They're terrible. Yeah. Well, I mean, Obama's not a terrible speaker. He's actually...
Obama is a wonderful speaker.
He sounds like he has a brain, which is so refreshing.
Not Mitt Romney. He's like fascist Ken. Who was kind of funny? Huckabee was kind of okay to listen to, because he just seems like a dork. Like, why did he even think he could maybe be the president? No, Huckabee, it wasn't gonna happen.
I don't know how you do it. I listen to NPR in the morning when they just give you little updates, and that's all I can fucking take.
I don't know why I'm so into it. It's pretty...
I'm glad, because I don't have to listen to it, and you can listen to it for me, and you can tell me.
I'll just summarize basically. She's awful.
Yeah. Awful. I listen to about an hour and a half in the morning, and then that's it.
Yeah, I wake up to NPR, which gives me weird dreams.
It does. Sometimes you wake up and you're all, eh. Yeah. That happened to me in the morning. Totally. What was it? It was someone's voice, and they were talking about... Well, I think it was actually giving me a flood dreams. I was hearing weather updates, and I was having Ike dreams. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
So, about not politics.
Okay, let's see. What do we talk about if we're not talking about cats and pooping and
vintage
sauerkraut and cultured things? And ooh, that's some nice salve you got in there, screen there.
Cloverine salve.
I love this website.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't say what it is, though. What is Cloverine? I'm glad it's made in the USA.
Amish wonders.
That's great.
It's full of Amish wonders.
But they must get some English to help them update the website. You
know? Yes. They can't touch the keyboard. Yeah, how does that work? Is this an ethical thing for them? Is selling?
They sell it to the English, and then they
sell it to us.
Sell it to us
on the internet.
Medicated pain spray. That's weird.
All right, this music. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so sad. I was going to play this one song, and I don't have it. I'll play it next week. It's so the soundtrack to, like, the 80s montage scene.
Ooh.
I know. I've got to find that.
Eye of the Tiger?
No.
Powdered toothpaste?
Oh, I have to tell you something. I can't believe I haven't told you this yet.
Okay.
Will is going to be so happy. Beep is going to be so happy. We played his Final Countdown episode on the Fish Fan.
Oh, my God.
We had an art car this year at Burning Man. We have these lovely, lovely, wonderful volunteers who... basically just decided to drive around Braff for the Playa. They were awesome.
That's great.
And, you know, they had the sound system, and I played Will's episode where he plays Final like 30 different versions of the Final Countdown.
Oh, he's so excited.
And we did it on Sunday afternoon before the event opened. And Jared and I stood in the top going, move, faster, hustle. We open one day, 24 hours, people. Come on, it's Final Countdown. And we like just yell at people and harass them, tell them to get to work.
Awesome.
It was so good. And the camp mates were not so, and me and Jared were really into it, and the camp mates were all, finally someone was all, can you think we can switch the song now?
2 hours, bitches. Maybe it's just 1 hour.
I think it's 1 hour. But we listened to good 6 different versions. It's amazing. He's a genius.
Everyone should listen to his show all the time. It's on Tuesdays.
Oh, Nadia's plugging, and she's so
good
at this.
So Mr. Me had a really good idea. We should just record us doing the plug and play it in the middle as a track.
Oh, we should do more shit like that.
Yeah, we should make ourselves funny bumps. And commercials and stuff.
Because it's really hard for us to be funny on cue.
Yep. It's,
as you can see right now, we're... What is it?
Okay, so here's what you guys should listen to. After us, you should listen to Captain Greybeard's Etherwave Radio Show. Hour show thing. It's great. Thing. And Mondays, you should listen to Down With Pants. Most important person to listen to is Dr. Beep. The other guy is a little bit superfluous. He doesn't listen. He'll never hear that. Tuesday is Beep is to Beep is to Beep. Best show.
It is the best show.
Wednesday, Beep is to Beep is to Beep is from 8 to 9.
And that's with Mr. Nadia.
Yes, with Mr. Me.
Also known as Beep.
And Dr. Beep. And I call him Piggy. And then on Wednesday from 7 to 8 is Reactor 4. But then we're meant to go, Reactor!
Wow.
Yeah, that's going to sound really bad.
We don't have any special effects with our show.
No. Mr. Me could probably show us how to do it, but that'd be another thing we had to try to remember how to do.
And any more switches that we have to remember how to fucking flip right.
Switch. Yeah. And then Thursday from 8 to 10 is I'm Gonna Kill You? Look on the website, awesomebill.us. Friday, no one's man enough to have a show still. And Saturday morning
is the insane time. Early.
It's so early.
Crazy early AM.
But it's a great show.
It is.
Is Mixed Blessings.
Download it on your podcast because no one can be up that early on Saturday.
Every now and again, we listen to the last 5 or 6 minutes of it.
Unless you also have a baby, then you'll be up as well.
Yeah. Then
it's family hour.
It's totally family hour.
Cute. I love it.
Oh, I missed. Sometimes on Monday is JB streams, sometimes, but sometimes not, which is confusing. And Sunday from 10 to 11, Nux just got back, so it's hard for me to remember when her show is, but I listened to part of it this morning. 11 to 12, 10 to 11 is Respectable Street. And then from 6 to 7 is Sunday Tea with Skimmington Ride. And then it's us. Oh, hey, we're halfway done with our show. Maybe we should play more music.
What are you playing next on?
I'm going to play Susie.
That's so great. I bet I can follow that up with something else spooky. I bet I can do that.
saw a cow on a sea of grass, like a ship upon an ocean, like a cow upon a sea of grass. As the wind blew the sea of grass, it made a waving motion. As the wind blew across the sea of grass, and I thought someday I could be the captain of that cow, with a fireplace and tobacco in my quarters, and I could drink a lot and have vulgar thoughts and pray for my salvation with nobody there.
Between the click of the light and the start of the dream. Between the click of the light and the start of the dream. Between the click of the light and the start of the dream.
Oh, this is our talk track?
No, this is still the Yesir.
Okay.
We're still rocking out with Yesir.
Okie dokie. Oh, look at the playa. Hello, playa.
And we're looking at my Burning Man pictures now.
It's funny that I didn't go to Burning Man, but I still got to lift a bunch of stuff because those people borrowed or rented that dome from us.
Yeah, yeah. You still had to move a whole bunch of shit. You totally had the go to Burning Man without going to Burning Man experience. Like, you know that little email that was going around for years of buy a bunch of expensive camping shit, break it.
Yeah.
That's how to go to Burning Man.
Did you read Irina's Burning Man Twitters, her fake Burning Man Twitters?
No!
Oh, my. We have to look at them before you leave if you don't have good internet connection.
I have no internet at home right now.
They're
I'm so cut off.
They're the funniest things in the entire world.
I love Irina so much. She's a funny, funny lady. I have to go find it.
Yeah, it's really good. We're saying goodbye. We're going to play like one more thing and then
we're
going
to play some more music and continue to surf the internet, which is what we're doing now. Yeah. Nadia's chatting to some people. The cat's bonking me.
Stella's going to lucky sneeze on Josie in a minute.
I could use some luck this week. I'm having a pretty shitty re-entry, Stella. Can you grant me some luck there?
I could just rub my shirt on you because she... Oh, that's good.
Slobber
she's been
on
drooling
the microphone.
So much.
Is slobber on the microphone, Lucky?
Yes. Any emissions from Stella's face onto your personage are lucky. So.
Oh yeah,
she's going to get her wet nose
that's
on
disgusting.
That pretty soon. Oh, yeah.
Can you hear the purr, though? No, you never can. I don't know why.
It's so loud, though. I don't know how
we can hear
through
it.
The mics.
Bonk. Okay, so that's it for us. See you next week.
Yeah.
And
do I even have my...
Are we going to be here next week?
Yes, because we'll have time after Tinny's thing.
Excellent.
Yes. So maybe it'll be late or something. I don't think so, though, because it starts at 11. How much ice cream can there be in the world? Probably take us like 2 hours to paint ceramics.
Well, she has been known to really put the food away.
I went to dinner with her this weekend. She ordered 5 desserts and 1 non-dessert. She's a machine. And she eats really fast, and it makes me feel like I have to eat really fast.
Wow.
It's like a frantic thing.
And she does so much... Are we sure she's not a robot?
No, I don't know if she's a human.
She does so much. She's such an overachiever and does everything so well.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's weird. It is a little strange. Yeah. But she's great. And she's really nice.
I know. Evolved human. Super evolved human.
There's got to be a dark side.
We will leave you with this. What is the dark side to Tinny?
What are you playing next?
Wham City.
Do it.
I'm doing it.
All right. That's it for us. Bye.
gold into a huge hand that had to help by a bear who had a sick band of ghosts and cats and pigs and bats with brooms and bats and wigs and rats that play big dogs like queens and kings, and everyone plays drums and sings the big sharks, sharp swords, beasts, bees, bees, lords, sweet cakes, mace, lace, ma, 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 ma.